Lively Stone's Meditations for Thursday, 28th April 2022. In me you may have peace. Reading from John 16, verses 25 to 33. These things I have spoken to you in figurative language, but the time is coming when I will no longer speak to you in figurative language, but I will tell you plainly about the Father. In that day you will ask in my name, and I do not say to you that I shall pray the Father for you, for the Father himself loves you, because you have loved me, and have believed that I came forth from God. I came forth from the Father and have come into the world. Again, I leave the world and go to the Father. His disciples said to him, "See, now you are speaking plainly and using no figure of speech. Now we are sure that you know all things and have no need that anyone should question you. By this we believe that you came forth from God." Jesus answered them, "Do you now believe? Indeed, the hour is coming, yes, has now come, that you will be scattered, each to his own, and will leave me alone. And yet I am not alone, because the Father is with me. These things I have spoken to you, that in me you may have peace. In the world you will have tribulation, but be of good cheer. I have overcome the world." Figurative language looks and sounds awkward to my ear, and unlikely as a biblical expression, and I find myself turning again to the King James Version, where verse 25 reads as, "These things I have spoken unto you in Proverbs, but the time cometh when I shall no more speak unto you in Proverbs, but I shall show you plainly of the Father." Many will find this translation archaic or difficult. It is what we are used to reading. For myself, what is often lost in more modern translations is the poetry. My mother always cited the majesty of the Authorized Version. Why do I mention this matter of translation? The reason has a lot to do with understanding. A good translation, and one that you're comfortable reading, aids understanding, whereas another translation can positively hinder your relationship with the Lord. Here is verse 25 from the Wycliffe Bible. "I have spoken to you these things in Proverbs. The hour cometh when I shall not speak to you in Proverbs, but openly of my Father I shall tell to you." My speech there is probably not as it should have sounded. It speaks better than it reads, probably, if you can speak it. Jesus says, "I will tell you plainly." And the disciples are pleased. "Now you are speaking plainly." Yet Jesus has not changed his manner of speech. He merely tells the disciples that he has. In other words, Jesus has imparted spiritual understanding to the disciples. They now understand because Jesus gifts them with that understanding. This is what our Savior does. He speaks life, and our thoughts become his thoughts. Where previously we knew not, we now know. This foretaste of Holy Spirit work that he gave the disciples, he also gives us when we ask for his clarity, when we ask that the fog be lifted from our minds. "Ask, and it shall be given to you." His purpose in this simple and powerful, "These things I have spoken to you, that in me you may have peace. In the world you will have tribulation, but be of good cheer. I have overcome the world. His peace is the most valuable gift any of us could wish for, and we have that in abundance in Him. Meditate on these things. 2 John chapter 1, verse 3. Grace, mercy, and peace, which come from God the Father and from Jesus Christ, the Son of the Father, will continue to be with us who live in truth and love. Finally, a holy command, Oswald Chambers on love. Love with all your mind. It is only by getting our mind into the state of the mind of Jesus that we can understand how it is possible to fulfill the royal law and love our neighbors as ourselves. We measure our generosity by the standards of men. Jesus says, "Measure your love for men by God's love for them. And if you're my disciple, you will love your neighbor as I have loved you, from conformed to his image."